AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. This is day two of in-person voting in battleground state Wisconsin. Yesterday, 97,000 people voted. Raymond Lathrop voted for Donald Trump.
I didn't vote for him to be the pastor of my church. I voted for him to be the president of this country. This country needs to be run like a business. And he's a businessman.
In interviews with the New York Times and The Atlantic, former Trump White House Chief of Staff John Kelly warns Donald Trump meets the definition of a fascist. And while in office, suggested Adolf Hitler did some good things. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz spoke after voting early in Minnesota.
I think for many of us, the last 24 hours certainly have been a bit shaking with the reporting coming out in The Atlantic. Donald Trump's descension into madness and John Kelly's, who I thank for showing the courage to come forward, truly telling the world, those closest to Donald Trump know how dangerous he is.
Kelly previously accused Trump of calling veterans killed in combat suckers and losers. The U.S. and G7 allies are moving ahead with a $50 billion loan for Ukraine, backed by frozen Russian funds. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
A White House official says nothing like this has ever been done before. The U.S. plans to loan $20 billion, split between economic and military aid for Ukraine. The other $30 billion will come from the European Union, UK, Canada, Japan, and others. The G7 said in June most of the loan would be backed by profit earned on roughly $260 billion in frozen Russian assets, most of which is being held in EU nations. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says there's evidence North Korea sent troops to Russia and calls it a very, very serious issue if they join the war in Ukraine on Moscow's side. This is AP News. The nominees have been announced for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Chris Bench is the chief curator and vice president for collections at the Strong National Museum of Play.
The National Toy Hall of Fame recognizes classic toys that deserve elevation to the highest tier of the world of toys and games.
Some of the 12 finalists include
everything from card games like Phase 10 and Pokemon cards to classics like My Little Pony to the trampoline.
This is the seventh time that My Little Pony has made the finals. I'm Shelley Adler.
Louisiana's 2020 Teacher of the Year has filed a lawsuit against the state, challenging a new law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom by the first of the year. It's the second lawsuit filed against the law, which was enacted in June. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.